item, please.
186, vacate a portion of Multnomah County Public Road known as the Hawthorne Bridge West Approach Ramp pursuant to ORS 368.2613.
Commissioner Saltzman?
Thank you, Madam President. I will just say that this vacation is critically important to Multnomah County and its efforts to construct a new courthouse. And I'll turn it over to D. Walker if you had anything you want to add.
Thank you. Good afternoon, Commissioners. D. Walker with Right-of-Way Acquisition for the Bureau of Transportation. So before you is a resolution to vacate the West Approach ramp of the Hawthorne Bridge. Basically, to summarize real quickly, last summer, Multnomah County took a resolution through their Board of Commissioners to vacate the ramp in support of the new county courthouse. The ramp, which was actually removed last week, and the land is owned in fee title by Multnomah County. It was never dedicated as public right-of-way, but because of the use, that there was kind of a layer of transportation use with the public using it for so many decades, and part of ORS 368.361, this resolution is before you for the city to remove its interest in that property. And in order for Multnomah County's vacation to be effective, this also for the on the city side needs to happen. I would like to draw your attention to the community impacts and community involvement section of the impact statement. It states that the city auditor published and posted the notice. This was stated in error. After speaking with the city attorney's office and the auditor's office, there is no statutory requirement to do this. And since the county held its own open house for the public, as well as having a public website based solely for the courthouse, the auditor's office, it was their decision. They decided not to publish the hearing and post it since it wasn't necessary. Commissioner Fritz, I know that you were a little, had questions over the how it affects the pedestrian and cyclist, and I got your answer for you. So I spoke with transportation planning, and you'll be happy to know that just recently it was approved to put in a ped and bicycle crossing at Jefferson and NATO. This actually takes care of the movement for the old ramp, and so now actually people aren't going to have to go out of their way at all because they'll be able to cross the street and use the other ramp on the east side. So it was great timing, so I was happy to be able to report that back to you.
Thank you for finding that out. I appreciate it.
Sure, no problem. That's all I have, so if you have any other questions.
Was looking at the packet. Have we received any objections to this application?
No, none. Mm-mm.
Any public testimony on this?
I believe anybody signed up.
No. So we go to a vote.
Motion to. Oh, it's a resolution. I'm sorry.
It's a resolution, right?
It is a resolution. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Teamwork here.
Fritz.
Thank you very much. Aye.
Fish.
Aye.
Saltzman.
Thank you, Ms. Walker, for your report and for finding out that additional information for Commissioner Fritz. And this is, as I said at my outset, this is vitally important for the county to build a new courthouse, which will serve all of us very well. Aye.
Udaly.
Aye.